what a lot of tenants may or may not realise is when they pay their bond to the agency at the start of their tenancy, the agency actually doesn't hold that bond during the time of the tenancy, during the time of the lease. It has to be paid to the RTA into their trust account or into their account within 10 days of us receiving it. And then from there, that is actually an interest-bearing account, whereas agency trust accounts are not. They're held on behalf of accounts. And the interest that is taken off that, or the investment, the money made off investment from there, is actually put back into supporting people that have challenges around real estate and putting it back into being able to support that process. So from the point of view of a tenancy, nothing should really change on that side of it.